We are reading in the book Kabbalah for the Student, page 367, item 140. You can ask questions at kab.tv. Questions that are related to the lesson will be asked during the lesson again. So Kabbalah for the Student, introduction to the study of the Ten Sefirot, item 140. Well, first I want to say hello to all of our friends from the world Kli who are now joining us. These are the Learning Center students all over the world from all the languages. I'm very happy that they're connected to us. Inviting them to connect to us every day for at least an hour with the flow of energy that exists between us and that we want to use and we want to add to it so we all benefit from it. Because then the light that reforms acts in its greatest power. I'm also hoping to see all of you at the upcoming Congress in Buffalo in North America. And I highly recommend that you all come there. I received many emails about our other congresses in Turkey or in Israel. I don't think there's a need to go that far. The congresses that we have twice a year in the United States, that's where you do want to go. So the congress that we're doing in Israel will be directed towards the local audiences. The congress in Turkey will be directed more towards Western and Eastern Europe people. And the congress that I just came back from, the one in Argentina, has to do, is related to the Latin America people. And I really appreciate the great effort that is put into preparing the Congress in North America, and I'm hoping that everyone will come. So far, we haven't gotten to see all the students of the Learning Center, but I really hope that this will not happen, and we will see everyone in Buffalo. If you're having trouble coming, we want to know about it. We want to know everything about everyone. And again, I recommend that you be with us for an hour a day. It'll really promote you, and you'll feel how much it benefits you while continuing with your studies at the Learning Center. So let's go back to where we were. Kabbalah for the Student, page 367, Introduction to the Study of the Ten Sefirot, item 140. We thus learn that there is no change whatsoever from the Torah de Atzilut, where the Torah and the Creator are one through the Torah in this world. The only difference is in the dresses, since the dresses of this world conceal the Creator and hide Him. Know that because of his clothing in the Torah, it is called teaching. It tells you that even during the concealment of the face, and even during the double concealment, the Creator is instilled and clothed in the Torah. He is the teacher, and it is the Torah, the law. Meaning we're in a system, it's called the system of Ein Sof, of infinity, meaning there are no limitations of any sort. We still don't know what it means in terms of time, space, motion, qualities, what? Just no limits, that's it. Ein Sof means no boundaries. Just imagine it however you want. It'll still not be the way it actually is when it appears. But the words Ein Sof, no end, should mean something to us. And whatever you think it is, it's way beyond you. That's one. Two, Whatever we receive from Ein Sof, what we feel, where we are, what we imagine, is just a part of Ein Sof that depends on you. Initially, you are given an existence that is completely superficial, the most, well, the smallest, and it's called this world, and that's where you start. Because a creature cannot have something of its existence on one hand. On the other hand, the point where we exist, our world, doesn't belong to spirituality, meaning you don't need to correct it. This is why you were given it. And you don't need to do anything with it, but from it onwards, start correcting yourself in what appears to you, meaning with a point in the heart that appears to you. This, start correcting and expanding, and in that point you'll begin to feel the spiritual world up to its unbounded measure, and this world will remain as it is. Up to the end of everyone's correction, you need to feel this world, this reality. It's not for you to correct it. Because this is an inanimate reality. In and of itself, it's got nothing. And here's the difference. Those who deal with this reality and with this life, those are ordinary people with their methods and religions and belief systems. And it's exactly what you don't need to do. Those whose point in the heart awakens, begins to deal with expanding it and in growing from within it. And that middle black point and onwards above it. And your growth is, well, it's called the masach and the reflected light, the force of the soul. But in any way, you begin to enhance yourself from that middle point into this round space, round meaning unlimited. Because it's got no beginning and end and no sides. So that's how you advance. And that's the difference between what we do in a landlord law, where we do everything in this life, in this world, with our corporeality, our body, and everything that happens to us here, or we begin to develop ourselves in a point in the heart, from it and onwards, to expand it, and then building more and more external circles in the perception of reality that extends our world above us, meaning in bestowal, not in the force of reception, but in the force of bestowal. Not introvertly, but extrovertly. Outwardly. And accordingly, then you discover the real spiritual reality. And then you immediately feel how this reality is just imaginary, depicted in us, so that from within it, when we exist within it, from there we can start studying from it onwards about the spiritual world, because this reality comes from spirituality in an unchangeable substance, and from that we have to rise outwards. So there's no difference in the Torah, in God, in godliness, in man, except in the extent to which you acquire the quality of bestowal. And according to the quality of bestowal, you see your world. That's it. The light fills the clay in the whole of reality, but either to the smallest measure, which then puts us in this world, or on a higher level, and that depends on our correction. So our desire always has to be, our orientation has to be always from us outwards. That's why the wisdom of Kabbalah is built on expanding the point in the heart. If you don't have a point in the heart, there's nothing to do with you yet. But to give you some kind of superficial impact, so you grow as quickly as possible and suffer as less as possible. But if you do have a point in the heart, those people come to the wisdom of Kabbalah, to the group, to the method, to the books, to guidance, and then you advance. If it's not enough for you, what Kabbalah gives you, if you feel that this world is still attracting you, then you leave Kabbalah for a while, back into this world, and then again you return after some time. And that's how the whole of humanity is, until everyone comes to this, to infinite bestowal. Okay? Continue. Item 140, continuing to read. But the crude clothes of the Torah before our eyes are as wings that cover and hide the teacher who is clothed and hides in them. However, when one is granted the revelation of the face in repentance from love, in its fourth discernment, it is said about him, yet shall not thy teacher hide himself anymore, but thine eyes shall see thy teacher. What is he trying to say? The order of restrictions from the world of Ein Sof, from the world of Ein Sof to our world. This whole order of restrictions, this plan, is called Torah. It's the way by which the light became restricted. By which laws? Well, it begins with the four stages of direct light, and then it evolves degree over degree by the same recipe called I, the Lord, do not change. In the first act, when the four phases came up, from them there were constant descents. Adam Kadmon, Atzilut, Buya, Yetzira, Asiya. And here, at this black point, is this world. This world. And then we can see the connection between all the worlds from above downwards, including this world, which is also built accordingly. But in going back up, we can't take this world back. So as we rise through the point in the heart, meaning a point that is connected, let's call it, to the upper nine, to the qualities of the Creator. And this world remains as something that we have to be in this tiny desire, through the end of correction. This is why the cascading of lights in general is called Torah. It's the software. In other words, there's a light of Ein Sof, which is still not the Torah. But as it says, the Creator looked in the Torah and created the world, created man, according to the program, to the plan, to with beginning and middle and end. Accordingly, creation was made.
And therefore, when we can connect to the upper light, we connect by that program called Torah. And here he wishes to discern between there being the Torah of Atzilut, the Torah of Yetzira and Asiya, which are already separate. It's the world of separation, the world of Pruda, there's the world of Ein Sof, of infinity, where there is the true, real unity, Israel, Orayta, and Kodesh Baruch Hu are all one. It all depends on what we talk about. We're always speaking with respect to man. If not for man, then this whole system is only in potential, is only in thought. It has no, how to put it, the Torah has no opening, development, breakout. It doesn't spread. Let's say like a computer. It has everything programmed, but it's some sitting around in some ROM, in some memory. But when we activate, we're the ones who activate it. We're the ones who start to connect to this hardware. and how to put it, then this program, it emerges and starts working as the connection between man and that which is in the computer. Then it starts to reveal. So therefore, there are no worlds without man. There's no Torah without man. The Torah is the connection that opens up between man and the Creator, infinity. And as a result, we can understand internal Torah, external Torah, the Torah of Kabbalah, etc. Please. So we're on page 367. From then on, the clothes of the Torah no longer hide and conceal the teacher, and one discover for all time that the Torah and the Creator are one. Meaning that if a person goes through all these worlds of Bia and reaches the world of Atzilut, from here on, it's Pshat.
Literal.
The literal, so to say. Item 141. Now you can understand the meaning of the words, forsake me and keep my law. They interpreted, I wish that they had left me and kept my Torah. The light in it reforms them. This is perplexing. They mean that they were fasting and tormenting to find the revelation of his face, as it is written. They delight to draw near unto God. Meaning that a person, he wishes to discover the Creator. But how can he discover the Creator? By a means, by the program of connection, which is called Torah. Therefore, leave me alone, let me go, you can't find me directly, you have to arrange the connection between us to prepare the vessels for my revelation, which is called Torah. And in these kelim, these vessels that you'll start building, inside you'll discover deficiencies and forces and corrections and everything. Yet, the text tells them in the name of the Creator, I wish you would leave me, for all your labor is in vain and fruitless. I am found nowhere but in the Torah. Therefore, keep the Torah and look for me there, and the light in it will reform you, and you will find me. As it is written, those that seek me shall find me. This is the whole problem. We're in a system of connection within our world. We have to find a different system of connection. Net. The net of relations between us. A different net of relations between us. And then we will discover within this net the Creator. Now we are in connection, in contact between us, an egoistic connection. And therefore we reveal no more than the vital force. As we'll start to discover the connection between us, between the points in our hearts, not between the bodies. Will discover in this net, in this program, the power which revives the program, the electricity, the energy that exists on the inside. It's the Creator. Item 141, page 367. Now we can somehow clarify the essence of the wisdom of Kabbalah, enough for a reliable perception and the quality of that wisdom. Thus, one will not deceive oneself with false imaginations we're not talking about the bodies here. This is the main obstacle. All the people, everyone think that the good future, the nice future is, if we'll build a nice relationship between the bodies, something good, culture, education, security, and everything will exist in between the bodies, and the system of connection has to be between the points and the hearts. This means above the bodies, above this world. Between the points and the heart, we discover the connection between the souls, because the point in the heart is the beginning of the soul of each and everyone. So, from this net called this world, we have to transcend and discovering the net between the points and the heart. And now it is discovered among more and more people in our world. We have to help them detect these points in the heart. And the way we connect, we build the correct relations between people, not beasts. The human which is within each and every one of us is the point in the heart. It has nothing to do with the body, with this transient, beastly life. And this is the difference between the Torah, the ordinary Torah which we talk about, and the wisdom of Kabbalah. Because the wisdom of Kabbalah, it handles the development of the point in the heart and its connection to the rest of the points, the connection between the souls, or in other words, the construction of the Shekhinah, this conclusive kli. Therefore it's called love another, as it says, love another as thyself is the big, the great rule of the Torah. By this you make a place for the revelation of the Creator. Accordingly you discover the Torah, the program of connection between all the points in the heart in which the Creator is revealed. A question from New York. What does it mean to keep the Torah? To keep the Torah, it means to keep the laws of the system, the laws of the system of bestowal onto others. Israel Oraita and Kodesh Baruch Hu. This means to keep. We have two actions accordingly. One is to bestow in order to bestow, and the other is to receive in order to bestow. There are desires in us that we could keep only in the form of bestowing in order to bestow. Well, let's put it this way. All the desires that we can keep in bestowing in order to bestow is called shmira, guard, keeping. By this, we elevate ourselves above the will to receive. And in all those desires in which we could keep, also and to receive in order to bestow, without touching the so-called stony heart, this is the keeping and the maintaining of the Torah. There's the keeping of the Torah, and there's the realization of the Torah. And prior to this, there's also the preparation, which is called we shall do and we shall hear, meaning that we shall perform all the different actions that have to do with the preparation in order to achieve hearing, the power of bestow. We have three stages, preparation called we shall do. Here it's to bestow in order to bestow, and afterwards love, to receive in order to bestow. Yes. Yaakov from Ashdod is asking, what is this thing that conceals the connection you're talking about, the connection between the points and the heart? There's like a continuity to it from the city of Herzliya. What do we have to do in order for it to be revealed? Rav says, very simple. This is called our body, corporeal body. The corporeal body, you could say our physiological body, but more correctly to say is our bodily desires. It's sex, food, family, and money, honor, and knowledge. So that's food, sex, family, and money, honor, knowledge. And all this has to do with this here, this world. And we say that we have to be above it. This is the point in the heart. Above our world. This is what we have to take care of. In order to develop the point in the heart, we need the light that reforms, that comes to us from Ein Sof, infinity. And it doesn't affect or influence our body or work on it whatsoever. Your body can't become healthier as a result. You need this Ol Makiv, and how, to the extent to which you yearn to know this Torah, this program, or in other words, Kabbalah, to the extent to which the more you want to know it, to know your connection to the other souls, to divinity, then this light affects you because it fulfills all of your vessels here. So you awaken it upon yourself. That's it. You as if activate the upper system to work on you, although you don't know. What do you activate? How do you activate? You activate since the Kabbalists have arranged such a correction for such a connection for you that you, the little one, unconsciously can operate this, unknowingly can operate this system upon yourself, because they made this system with respect to you as surrounding light for it to influence you, even if you're still in such a desire like a baby where you don't understand this yet. They arranged it for you the very same way we arrange it in our world for babies. Animals, they don't have such a thing. It's not arranged according to nature. In our world, we have to be on the degree of man, of Adam. And then we understand that for our children, we have to put together artificial conditions that do not exist in nature and the still vegetative inanimate. We build like this adapter for them, like a transition between the living degree to the degree of Adam. It's like this playground, schools and kindergarten, university and everything. And the very same way we build a school for ourselves in an artificial way by the same laws, same attitude, same approach. Would we had not built it, we could never reach this. Therefore, to begin with, the Creator, like in our world, He developed the human to a degree which is a bit different than the beast, than a person he starts to develop, meaning he also starts to give his offsprings this additional wisdom, knowledge. This is how they develop, and this is what the Kabbalists did, to the extent to which they received to begin with from the Creator, like Adam HaRishon, like Abraham, they revealed it from above, and then they continue it themselves. And so, to the extent to which they reveal it, immediately they wish to pass it on to the offsprings, and they grow the generations. The same with us. To the extent to which we receive, we must pass it on to the generation needy of it. It's an obligation. Otherwise, imagine the parents that leave their children without any education, without explaining to them what the world is. They'll simply grow to be beasts. They'll walk on four instead of two. They'll learn from animals instead of learning from humans. See, this is the extent to which everything depends on dissemination. Imagine if in our world a child wouldn't have been given each time a system in which to develop, and he wouldn't have been put into these systems. We don't get how the whole world is built for it. Otherwise, you will have no existence. And the same by us, in our teaching, in our dissemination.
Without it, there is no spiritual correction. Okay, go on. The troubles increase. It's a system that's built to take the world to a more spiritual direction, and if we don't discover it at the right time, then we suffer by nature. And pressures, it's all very dynamic. What? I wanted to ask, if the breaking happened at the last degree of desire, then why, as we don't need to correct the physical desires, and as there is the law of Atzilut and Bria and Yetzirah, it should be the law of this world, and we'll correct it, beginning from the lowest degree of the desire. Afterwards, they are corrected. We study it. The still vegetative and animate are corrected along with men, through men. They're not man. These desires, food, sex, family, these are physical desires. Money, honor, and knowledge are human desires. It's all like beasts. This can be corrected only if you continue it into spirituality. You have nothing to correct in them in and of themselves. Why not? If I want to control, to use, to be selfish over others, can't this be corrected? Let's start with that and go up. How will you start? We'll start with, by correcting our relationships to the Torah. What do you mean to the Torah? To the light that reforms. But there's no light that reforms, because you're not craving to connect the souls together and discover the Creator in them. Israel, Torah, and the Creator have to be, you have to have that to begin with. If you want to create a connection in this way among everyone, even if you imagine people, you want the Creator to appear between us. What does it mean between us? What? Walking around here, filling up the space between us, the few feet between us, what? What does it feel it? Tell me more. Just think about it. What does it feel? What kind of connection does it feel? The connection, the desire, the egoistic desire, he turns it into its opposite. Okay. So between us, there is a network of desires for bestowal upon each other, right? And that will be filled by the Creator. So it's not this world anymore. It's not this world anymore. The bottom line is, do you want to discover the Creator, or do you want to do good things to others? I'm asking. It's a big difference. If you want to do good things in this world, then you're a nice person. You're a, it's called bleeding hearts or whatever. You're building communism. That's it. You'll discover again that it doesn't work. But if you want to discover the Creator, and that's why you need connection between people. That's why you want it. Not to avoid troubles, but to discover Him. And then perhaps even obtain the intention to bestow upon Him. Then you'll get the surrounding light. Why should you have the surrounding light? Lenin didn't have it. Trotsky didn't have it. And you will? Why? Do you want the revelation of godliness? I don't understand you. That's why, as much as you want it, it's not going to help you. You'll only corrupt human relations, just like the Bolsheviks who terrorized their own country and then killed 40 million of their own people. Their own people, not strangers. 40 million. This is what they came to, because they were not using, because they were using love their friend as themselves in the wrong way. So they turned the potion of life into the potion of death, because their intention was not aimed at the Creator. They didn't understand. Well, they were not ready for it yet. So they didn't understand that love of others without the love of God is a klipa, a shell. That's a klipa. You can see love between criminals. You won't see anything else like that in the world. Love among criminals in the mafia? Yeah? So is that holy? Is that love of others? So again, you just look at the, see the difference between what I'm talking about in terms of the body or in terms of the point in the heart. The point in the heart is a desire to discover the root of life, the Creator. So that desire should lead, first of all. It should lead. That's the beginning of everything. What is the meaning of my life? What does it say? Whom do I delight? Whom? Not me. And not others, really. But only the Creator. When you're talking about Him, and as a result, you want to create a connection between everyone, then you discover the method of Kabbalah, the right method, and then it works. Look at how long you have to be in it in order to see it and understand where we are, the kind of world we're in. And he writes about it. We read it so many times. You see, it just doesn't sink in. A person hears according to what he is. The surrounding light comes from above only on condition that this is what you want, where you want to go. If I want to be good friends with you, why should we get the surrounding lights? We're animals. If you want to be human, it means you want to resemble the Creator, the connection with Him. Then the surrounding light comes to you, because it comes to correct you, to make you similar to the Creator. But if you don't want that, why should the light come to you? You're not asking for it. What you want is on this is corrections on this level, and the Creator has nothing to do with it. Good connections between people, you won't be able to build it because it's against the purpose of creation. You can build a connection on condition that in this condition you want to discover the Creator, Godliness, to be at His degree. What He wants from you is to be there, as great as Him. That's it. Imagine, you give your child to kindergarten, and your plan and the whole plan of the kindergarten is for them to be good kids and stay that way. In 20 years' time, they'll still be playing kids stuff, kids games. Is that the kind of kindergarten you want your kid to be in? When you give it to the kindergarten, you ask about how they teach there, what kind of relationships they have, how is the teacher there, what do they teach and all that. That's what's important to us. Otherwise, the Creator doesn't affect us if we don't want to resemble Him. The purpose of creation is to be similar to Him. This is why every action should aim up there from the very beginning. If you don't have this, the beginning of the act is, if it's not in there, then it ends up in failure. It's always like that. This is why we need to disseminate the wisdom of Kabbalah even to those who are still not with points in the heart, to as quickly as possible evoke their points in the heart so they will discover it from within. How will they discover it? By being with us, as Bala Salam explains in The Last Generation, by wanting to somehow participate. It'll help them discover the point in the heart. You too are with us, and in you too it'll appear more quickly. Don't think it's already out in the open. Yes? Concerning what we said, Bala Salam is talking about the Russian nation and what they were trying to do. In the article, The Peace, he writes, the Russian nation sinned one sin for which the Creator will not forgive them. That this sublime and lofty work, which is the bestowal upon others in which they began to work, has to be for the Creator, not for humanity. And because they did their work not for His name, they have no right to exist by nature itself. But if the Creator Himself had been the purpose of the work for each worker while working for the benefit of society, and they would expect that through this work for society they would be rewarded with adhesion with the Creator. You understand, Rav says, I'm using society, I'm using friends, I buy a friend with money and honor, whatever, I'll shine your shoes, I'm buying you. Why do I need you? I want to use you, exploit you. To do what? To reach the Creator. Yes, just like that. That's the meaning of love of others. Because then I look at others as precious to me as the goal. Because without Him, I won't reach my goal. It's very egoistic. Yes? where through this work to benefit society, he'll be rewarded with adhesion with the Creator. So there is no doubt that within a few years, they would exceed in wealth all the countries in the world and would be considered blessed by the Creator. Perhaps we're waiting for good actions on our part. You don't want to wait for it because it's not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. You want to act towards your friends as righteous? Do it. It may evoke them to something, stimulate them to something. But the light that reforms will do the work. You need to, very selfishly, in a good, healthy way, want the Creator, want the friends. Don't lie to yourself that you want to love others. No. Draw the light that reforms. Knowing that you're an egoist and that you want it egoistically. You're not lying, you're not pretending, and you're not deceiving yourself and others. You're drawing the light to come and do the work for you. That's why it's called the work of God. We have confusions over confusions and corruptions over corruptions and imagination and whatnot. And all of that is preventing us from achieving results that we should have had by now. Go on. Yes. To get the light that reforms, do you need a book and to read, or is a desire enough? You have to be studying with us every day, period. And if you want to do it seriously, 3 hours. If not, while with us, while we are here, at some other time. But within the same 24 hours, and preferably for 3 hours. A question from the Bronx in New York. If I'm listening and I feel that it's hard for me to connect, to understand, I need more concentration, do I still get something or am I wasting my time? You have to connect as much as you can. As much as you can. Just try not to fall asleep. But even if you do fall asleep, it's okay. It's okay. So you did. Next time you want. You have to be there the whole time with us. Even if you don't understand, even if you can't get it, never mind. Just be present. Yes, Asaf. Give him the mic.
If I connect to the lesson 1 hour a day, preferable to say first, second, or third part. Hard to say. It's hard for me to say. All the parts are good. And maybe prefer some part that one thinks that his heart is inclined to. Because it says, a person studies only what his heart desires. But the rest of the parts, he should learn them or scrutinize them to a certain extent, taste them. From the summaries that you make summaries in all languages. Yes, we will now start also making it on a daily, regular basis. People will get a summary of the lessons. Great, so in the beginning of the lesson, here's a lesson, an hour before he goes into work, so-called, to market. It's an obligation afterwards when he comes back from the market in the evening to read these summaries. If he has time, he'll learn another part of the lesson to go this way about it. If I learn through the net, but it turns out that where I study, there's a group that studies physically. Should I go and learn with them, or it doesn't matter, I can continue learning from home? Yes and no. You should check it out. It's possible that in the group there are such disturbances that better that he'll study from home. I don't know, there are these and there are those. There are such groups and there are other groups. The main thing is for him to be tied to our net and to the study, to the teaching. And if he can also add to it his connection to the local group, yes. And if not, then not. But the learning and connection to us. And of course, if you're talking as the representative of the American group, North American group, then of course to participate in the congresses. the Congress as we come to. I just came back from Argentina. It was a very powerful meeting. I think that you also felt it here. How nonetheless, and it was simple. There aren't such great questions or scrutinies or so precise and subtle scrutinies. No, it was simply a great power, of a great energetic force. I never felt in the prior Congresses the way I felt with them this time. It was really very powerful. Let's hope that it'll grow each and every time. They were on hold for several years. They really wanted to meet. All things, both this, the physical distance and the detachment, it also worked. And we've seen that it's really... Yes. And are watching us, the learning centers, the North American Learning Center students. Part of them maybe were not, never to a Congress. Can you explain what is the importance of a Congress? What does a person gain as a result? We're in the physical world, and not in vain. It's not the physical world that is detached from spirituality as a result of spirituality. And from it, we start connecting from it to spirituality. And nonetheless, such conditions were arranged for us from above, such spiritual powers. We start the connection between us in a way that we see, we hear, and so we advance. And only afterwards comes the internet, the radio, television, and the different artificial connections. A person, he has to feel another person, and this feeling, this is how it has to be. And it says that any spiritual root has to appear down to its corporeal branch and to exist in the corporeal world. Therefore, we also had the Egypt and the exile and the temples and the state of Mount Sinai and everything, both in corporeality. And in corporeality, we also have to connect to the group and to also arrange these group actions both in this world. We don't say that the group is only spiritual. In spirituality, we'll connect among ourselves, and in corporeality, we're sitting distant from each other. What's the difference if he's sitting in Buffalo and I'm sitting here, and Neve is sitting a meter from me and I'm sitting a meter from him? Let's say the distance is not the problem in spirituality. So the very same way I don't connect to Buffalo, I don't connect to Neve, although he's sitting next to me. Is that correct? So, no. The Kabbalists say that you have to be in touch, both in physical connection with the friends. You have to find them. You have to feel them in all that is given to you. And all. Therefore, we have to come to congresses, to the connections, to such efforts where, first of all, we make an attack, and the connection between us, a spiritual attack, a heartly attack, and these desires. And this has to also be physical, once a year, twice a year. It has to be for each and every one, wherever he lives. Let's say, now we had a congress in Buenos Aires. We'll have to may have also a congress in Central America, because friends of ours can't come from there, and we have to also provide them with this ability. It's possible that maybe not now, next to the American Congress, but next time that we'll have a Congress in America, we'll also go there and have a Congress there for the countries around Ecuador, Uruguay, Paraguay, somewhere around Panama, and these countries, for also the friends from there to be able to come. It's very important to participate. And therefore, the way I see it, whoever does not come to such a meeting like a congress that will, for the congress that we'll have now in Buffalo, he's not a student. I don't feel him as a student. I come on purpose to meet him, to bestow onto him as much as possible, and if he thinks that they can continue without me, then he's not a student. He can stay or whatever. So George from San Antonio is asking about the Buffalo Congress. He says that he is a relatively new student. He was never to a Congress before. He says, what do I exactly have to expect to happen there? Doesn't matter. Expect for the Or Makif, the surrounding light, spiritual advancement. If you want to advance, you have to listen to what you're being told. When you start, you're still like a small child, and a small child listens to what the grown-ups tell him and advances correctly accordingly. Of course, you don't know yet. A person knows only after he grows. Then he knows about the little ones at a time that he's small. He doesn't know about the little ones. He only hears from the grown-ups. So he's being told that he must appear, period. And it doesn't matter. Any point in North America, meaning Canada and America, and the states, they belong to this Congress. That's it. And if not, please send me personally or the English department. He should send a letter. Why can't he make it? If his claim is justified, if his problem is justified, as if he's with us. But he must inform us about it. Otherwise, he's neither a student nor with us. He won't receive anything. We there shall attract what we need to draw and will enjoy what we need to enjoy. And also those that can't make it, if they really can't make it, and those that without any justification, with no correspondence with us, as if they're not with us in the same net, they won't receive anything. And by this we'll conclude with hope that it shall help them. Let's listen to a few announcements. Europe is uniting, a virtual lesson for all the friends in Europe that wish to be one Kli every Thursday, today, 8:30 p.m. Israel time. You could get info on europe@kbb1.com. All the world, Kli is preparing itself for the next degree. Two congresses around the world. 3 days of lessons with Right Love Lightman. Workshops, meals, and unity of friends. The North American World Kli Congress, 15th to the 18th of October, Buffalo. For registration and further information, KabbalahCongress.org. And the Euro-Asia Congress in Turkey on the theme of the unified world is the new reality will take place from 22nd to the 25th of October in Antalya, Turkey. It is produced by the Russian study groups, and everyone is invited. And for further information, registration, Cub Info, and all of us are meeting together for the Israeli New Year. It's on the 10th of September, 6 p.m., Amphi Vol Tel Aviv, that's the place. And for further registration and details, CUBCOIL, or just call us 1-700-509-209. By with this, we conclude. Have a great day and a great night.